So I watched it the other night. Poor things. My eyes are the poor things.
So I've heard it's just like Emma Stone, like...
Emma Stone bared it all. She's quite brave.
Yikes.
It. Don't watch it with your kids. If your kids are under, I'd say 15 at least, maybe 18, depending on the kind of pair you are. And don't watch it while you're eating.
Oh.
Which we were.
Oh, no.
Had a hard time eating my pasta with red marinara sauce when they were cutting into a brain. So it's super graphic.
What's the premise?
If I were to sum it up from a male point of view, it was Barbie meets Frankenstein, pretty much. In that it had a lot of underlying social messages about what women experience. But on the other hand, it was like Barbie with a Frankenstein twist. There were chickens running around with dog heads in the movie.
Oh, my God.
So it definitely had the Frankenstein twist. William Dafoe's awesome in it.
He's awesome always.
And she was awesome in it. And she, I mean, she really had it. It was a brave role for her to take on because she bared it all.
92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Audience score was lower, which is usually not the case. Usually audiences will go higher than the critics.
It's a super honest movie.
It's a bizarre, brilliant tour de force.
Pretty much. Bizarre, brilliant is a good word. It's dark with a good message, but it's dark. And it's kind of about a woman coming into her own, or actually a girl turning into a mature adult and all the stages they go through and discoveries. Best way to put it. I don't want to give away too much, but it's Frankenstein meets Barbie.
Would you watch it again?
No. Only because it's just a heavy movie.
I can't
it's
do it.
It's a real heavy movie.
I can't do
What's
it.
What's up? Everything okay?
She's making our producer, new producer girl
like making hand gestures.
I was like, did you watch Poor Things?
But I recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I mean, you can't, it's just, there's a lot of body parts.
So if you're taking a girl on a first date, don't take her to see this movie.
You would have to know her really well to take her.
Yeah. This isn't, hey mom, you want to go see a movie?
It would spark a lot of conversation.
For sure.
Anyways.
Maybe I'll see it.
So Poor Things, what have you seen recently?
Oh my gosh. Well, probably just cheer videos. We're getting ready for a competition this weekend.
Westgate.
Which is crazy that Vegas, you and I are ending up in the same place at the same time for two different things. But
yeah, my brother's attending the ASD gift show. He's been doing it for 30 years. He's in e-commerce. So I'm going to have to meet him. And I hear you're going to be at the Westgate for a cheer competition. Yeah. So I guess I'm going to go drink some martinis, see some cheer, see some gifts. Got a nice room for the wife, maybe a spa treatment.
I'm excited to see, like, you stick a little toe in my world, like dip your toe into the cheer world.
Yeah, I'm coming with my wife because I don't want to walk into that room like the old man watching a bunch of cheer girls. I gotta be with a female.
Speaking of girls, I don't know. I was going to go straight to Yavapai College, but I was thinking like young girls in college, but terrible segue. Yavapai College Foundation earns prestigious nonprofit rating. So on Friday, GuideStar.org awarded the Yavapai College Foundation a platinum seal of transparency for its clear and ethical reporting. You don't see that very often with businesses. Like they're supposed to. But to be completely transparent and clear, it's sometimes difficult.
Cool people. And with college and students comes apartments.
They got to live somewhere,
right? Cottonwood apartments are now for rent with move-in specials in the city of Cottonwood. 100% complete, fully open to residents. They're already 65% leased up. So they're going fast for all those naysayers that said they would never rent.
How many units were there?
I cannot recall. I guess I should know it. You were from 160 to 200-ish.
And they were by the hospital, right?
By the hospital in a great location. You could, I believe, walk to Old Town Cottonwood, but they're leasing up fast.
That's
got a
awesome.
Pool. I think they got a workout room. Really nice facilities.
Well, and it feels like, I mean, there's a need for it everywhere, but I sometimes forget, like Cottonwood and the Verde definitely need stuff over there too.
Just search Cottonwood Apartments for Rent. You can even go to signalsaz.com and you will find all that information there. The leasing office phone number is 928-256-5026. That's 928-256-5026, or visit inspirationapartmentsapts.com.
Nice.
What else is going on?
Let's see. Well, you've got some insight on the Phippen Museum.
I do.
There's an annual Western Art Show.
Western Art Show. The 50th is happening May 24th through the 27th. That's the Courthouse Plaza, the Phippen Museum, and the Grand Highland Hotel, varying times daily. I don't know what that means. Kind of lost, but we do have a link on the Google Doc.
Well, they're looking for volunteers, too. Yeah. Bill Pierce interview on Prescott Frontier Day podcast.
Awesome dude.
Bill Pierce was interviewed on the monthly podcast Ride With Us, hosted by Greg Mangarelli. We know him. Pierce is a Prescott Frontier Day's legend who championed fundraising efforts to make sure the world's oldest rodeo would survive through hard times in the 60s and 70s. I think the rodeos are always, it's so funny to me because they're like such a staple in, like when you're building a town, it was almost like, okay, you've got your rodeo, you've got your whatevers, but rodeo was always a part of the town.
Well, entertainment's a part, a pillar of community, right? It's not just healthcare and infrastructure and commerce and industry. Entertainment's a big part of our lifestyle.
Yeah, but
seems like our lifestyle is rodeo. So what else is going on with the rodeo? We know that tickets went on sale yesterday.
Oh, they sold out yet? Because they sell out fast.
It's probably happening pretty quick. I don't think they're sold out, but probably pretty quick.
I always get asked, you know, do you have tickets? Do you have tickets for the rodeo? And I never have them.
So if you want to listen to that podcast, Ride With Us, you go to cast11.com.
Awesome.
What else we got going on? Bradshaw Ranger District hours extended at day use sites. Must be a slow news time.
Christina's excited. Christina, what's going on with that? What do you know? Are you mic'd up?
Bradshaw Ranger District has extended recreation hours, reflecting the longer daylight hours. Sites are now up, but it hasn't been spring forward fall back yet, has it?
No, that's the weekend we're in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
So wake up Sunday, you've lost an
hour. Extra hour of cheer.
Is it extra? You lose an hour because we spring ahead. You're losing an hour.
So sites and the Ranger District are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. April 30th when summer hours take into effect. The affected sites are Granite Basin, Thumb Butte, and Lynx Lake.
Nice. Fun places.
Where the bears roam. Don't get eaten by bear.
Oh my gosh. I would tell you that's crazy, but apparently it's not.
Speaking of sites and destinations and hiking, Watson Lake has got a little bit of an update.
Yeah, so installation of water circulators at Watson Lake to begin. City of Prescott Engineering and Public Works Department, in cooperation with their vendor partner, IXOM, will begin the installation of water
water circulator machines.
My gosh, that was tough for me.
Must be that allergy medicine.
It's allergies. These solar-powered devices will help address the pollution concerns, will help increase the dissolved oxygen in the lake, and reduce the nutrients that can cause harmful algae blooms in the summertime. Right?
Don't inhale it.
These machines will help polish it up considerably by improving the clarity of the water and will benefit all who visit and the wildlife that relies on these waters.
Launchpad celebrates 10 years. Who knows this young lady who launched and runs the Launchpad?
I know. Do you know her name? I know her. What's her name?
Courtney Osterfeldt. She's awesome.
I've met her. I've been to the Launchpad. We've had
an event. Person.
Amazing. They've got a little sandwich shop in there?
It's right behind Captain CrossFit in Prescott.
Yeah, so after you get beat down, you can go perk up with some coffee and some...
March 22nd, 5 p.m. Join us at the front of the Launchpad. Celebrates 10 years, empowering teens to navigate the universe. Share the love in this annual fundraising gala? Which one is it?
I'm a gala girl.
Is it gala? You're a gala girl? You have little galas with your little cheer people?
We have a prom once a year, yeah.
You should You guys should do something with the launch pad because it's about young people and you're empowering young people with the cheer team.
Yeah.
I bet there's some synergy there with Courtney.
I would agree. I love their, my grandson actually went there for a while because he was doing homeschool stuff and it was a great place for homeschool kids to kind of hang out and you just, there's so much to do there.
So the March 22nd gala at 5 p.m. will include Michael and Cody Ann Yarns with Rent Right and Home Right, Barry Barb of Torme El Gato and Greenway Catering, Mickey Sarquette with Action Wine and Spirits, which I like,
and Rakini with Allen's Flowers.
Shinery with Allen's Flowers. I hope I didn't butcher that last name too badly.
I'm sure she's used to it.
Everyone who hosts the event donates 100% of their services and products. Enjoy a fun evening. So March 22nd, Launchpad. I might go to that.
I think you should.
If I'm around. I don't know. I got to do a lot of traveling this month.
There's a lot going on. Save Lives, Not Daylight Blood Drive. So that is actually hosted right here in the Town Center. Sunday, March 10th from 11 to 3. And Town Center is located at 3001 North Main Street. Fane Signature Group and Vitalant. I should know these guys because they send me messages all the time for my blood. We'll be hosting a blood drive and blanket drive on Daylight Savings Day. So I like that. Save lives, not
is that daylight. Already happening? Daylight Savings Day is what day again?
Sunday. Sunday.
It's already happening.
Thank God.
Goodness. Spring forward, fall back.
Yep.
So does that mean it's going to get darker in the morning?
No, it's lighter now.
Lighter? Oh,
wait. Well, no, it doesn't affect us at all.
Spring forward, fall back. So it'll be later when you wake up.
Yeah, so when you wake up at 6.
You'll lose an hour.
It's that, well, when you wake up at 3 a.m., it's really going to be now 4 a.m. in California. But it doesn't affect us because we're smart. We don't deal with all that.
It does affect us during the wintertime. It's so dark when I wake up.
I know. I wish we fell back a little bit. That took forever.
Jordan World Circus, Saturday, March 9th. This Saturday, it looks like 6:30 p.m. and Sunday, March 10th at 5 p.m. Finley Toyota Center, Prescott Valley. Family-friendly event for all ages. Audience will be delighted with a variety of exciting acts, including acrobats, aerialists, clowns, and more. For tickets, go to FinleyToyotaCenter.com, the Jordan World Circus.
These things scare the heck out of me. I get so nervous when they're throwing people through the air. And it's funny being a cheer coach, but I'm like, please put a net down. Just put a net.
If you put clown masks on all your cheer girls, you wouldn't worry about them getting hurt because you don't know, you just see them flying around. They're clowns.
That's
to separate yourself from the worry.
Crazy to me. Just makes me nervous.
So you're training future clowns?
They could be pretty much, you saw the video I sent you. I've got a girl that flies up in the air and does two twists down
and
before
gets,
she comes
gets
down.
Caught. Thank
and
goodness.
Gets, they catch her every time. Knock on wood. Annie the musical.
Speaking of performances.
Yeah. Do you identify with this in any way? Annie.
I saw Annie as a little kid. It's been around a long time.
It's a hard knock life for us.
It's a hard knock life.
So this is Thursday, March 7th to Saturday, March 9th, starting at 7 p.m. with a special 1 p.m. showing on Saturday at the Elks Performing Arts Center in Prescott. I could tell you all about it, but everybody should already know, right?
Speaking of more performances in Prescott, Jazz Journey, Louis Armstrong to Miles Davis to Chris Bodie. Sure.
That'll work.
I could do the Louis Armstrong. Rock. Saturday, March 9th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Elks Crystal Hall in Prescott. Join them for their next concert in the 2024 series of Jazz Music Exploration as they celebrate the love through jazz. Musicians from around Arizona will be joining together to present evenings that will include not only music, but historic facts and anecdotes about the music and the musicians. Again, March 9th, Saturday at the Elks, 7 to 9 p.m. That sounds like a pretty good event.
Are you a jazz guy?
I
dabble.
Not hardcore, but occasionally I'll listen to it and explore
I'm more
it.
Blues than jazz, but yep. I do.
Kind of freestyle music.
Leave the World Behind, movie review. The premise for Leave the World Behind is simple.
It's very good.
What would happen if two families, complete strangers to each other, were forced to live together amidst the collapse of society?
That's kind of what it's about, but not really. It's about an EMP attack that basically shuts down everything. All the satellites are dead. and people are navigating the
figure out. You talked about this a while ago.
Yeah, it was a great show. It was technologically accurate because pretty much everything we rely on relies on electronics. So an EMP attack is an electromagnetic wave, basically, that knocks out everything. Your cars won't start or work.
Air fryer?
Even appliances won't work. Airplanes won't work. They'll crash.
That's scary.
So they attack the satellites. If you attack the satellites pretty much run everything. And so everything starts to kind of cascade down. That's exactly what happens in the show. I forget how many episodes it is.
I think we talked about this because I think that like the older generation would be like, okay, we got this. We know we can make a fire. We can do this. But how many 20-year-olds would be like, I'm going to go make
panic. It would be ridiculous.
It would be crazy.
I got goats and beer. I'm good.
Goats and beer. I've got a patio now.
But I highly recommend Leave the World Behind. I believe, what is that, Netflix or Amazon? Probably.
I think it's Netflix.
Streaming.
Yep.
Speaking of streaming, once again, cast11.com for all your local favorite podcasts. The latest one from Ride With, what we talked about, is Bill Pierce.
This podcast is very well. Ride With Us. People love it.
Yes, that's a good podcast because it's about rodeo history.
It's our whole world.
What's going on with the Prescott Frontier Days, rodeo grounds, and all the events that take place there on the public grounds. It's all cool.
I think it's our number one podcast right now.
Got anything else?
Ideally of the week at the P-Line, spend $25 and receive 10% off. You may not want to tell your wife about this because she just keeps going in there and spending money.
Some coin there a couple of weeks ago.
It's easy to do.
Her trinkets. It's full of trinkets for you trinket lovers.
People love trinkets.
Everything from little metal goats to bracelets to cups.
When you say little metal goats, do you know this because you now have little metal goats in your house?
I've succumbed to the trinket warfare my wife throws at me.
Excellent.
Whenever I leave, I have to check every little corner to see what's been added.
Oh my gosh.
Like an empty corner now becomes full when I go away.
Have you ever seen the show movie Misery?
Yes.
It's so deep. Hobbled is it like that?
Ankle.
Oh. Yeah, but it's like you do have a menagerie of like goats and things in your.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And if you move something, your wife's going to be like, Guy.
I just haven't had my ankles broken yet while hobbled. So
don't mess with her stuff.
It's misery. Don't mess with her stuff.
Don't mess with her stuff.
Anyways, that's all I got on top events and news on my drive. Is there anything we're missing?
No, I just
besides
know.
The wind and the allergies. Gosh. You sound wonderful.
I know. When I drive to Vegas on Friday, I got to watch out for those roundabouts.
See you in Vegas.
See ya.